Events are being held around the Czech Republic on Friday and at the weekend to honour the late President Václav Havel on the fifth anniversary of his death. The former dissident and playwright died on the 18th of December 2011 at the age of 75. One of the main events, a two-day marathon of films related to Václav Havel, gets underway in Prague on Friday afternoon. Ruth Frankovar reports.
The film marathon starts at Prague's National Technical Library on Friday afternoon. The films, including some previously unseen material, present Václav Havel both as a dissident and a political figure. Film critic Tereza Česany-Dvořáková has been in charge of the program.
We chose some well-known films made by people who were very close to Václav Havel, such as director Andrej Krop or Michal Hýbek, and we will also screen a film by Pavel Koutecký and Miroslav Janek called Citizen Havel. But we also selected some lesser-known films, such as a recording of Havel speaking on Czechoslovak television following the 1969 self-immolation of Jan Palach, and a previously unseen recording from 1990, mapping Havel's journey across North Bohemia, which was devastated at the time both ecologically and socially.
Tereza Česany-Dvořáková says the films reveal the changing legacy of Václav Havel and stresses that events such as the screening are important to keep his memory alive for generations to come.
The film Journey to North Bohemia, for instance, shows the adoration he received and the huge expectations of the public. Any joke the president makes receives a huge round of applause. The later films, which show the political background, reveal the various pressures he was subjected to. For me personally, Václav Havel is an unquestionable authority for Czech culture, society and politics over the last decade. And I think that we should try to keep his legacy alive for future generations.
Commemorations have also taken place outside of the Czech Republic. In Kiev, a street formerly named after a Soviet revolutionary officially became Václav Havel Boulevard on Thursday. Another important event to mark the late president's memory takes place in Innsbruck, Austria, where a new bell named after Havel is set to be cast on Friday. The money for the bell, which is set to be installed at Prague's St. Havel's Church next week, was raised by the Charter 77 Foundation. An extensive exhibition of photographs by Tomky Němec and Bohdan Holomíček recording important historical events as well as ordinary moments in Václav Havel's life is also on at the Docs Center for Contemporary Art.